Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 32 verse 10. Psalm 32 verse 10. We are talking about the benefits of trusting the Lord. Part 4. The benefits of trusting the Lord, part 4. In Psalm 32, verse 10, let's read it together. One go. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Praise the Lord. Shall I read it again? Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Praise the Lord. Benefits of trusting the Lord, part 4. This is the first Sunday of the month of March. March is our evangelism month. It's our month that we call Reach Out. But we are on this series already, and it's such a blessing for us to come to the basics where we know that the most important thing in walking with God is trusting in the Lord. You can walk with someone and not have trust for the person. Let's be practical. Let's be real. You can have a relationship laid with mistrust or no trust, or if you like, lack of trust. The fact that there is a relationship does not mean there is trust. True or false? So there can be mother-father relationship, spousal relationship, and the relationship is there, but there is no trust. When there is a relationship that lacks trust, that relationship becomes sometimes mechanical. And the signs of it is that it can be political, it can be diplomatic, but it loses a particular touch, a source, because everybody is like it's having a gun in their pocket, but everyone is behaving collected and organized. Are you here? There can be friends who are friends, but there is no trust. In the same way, we can be in a relationship with the Lord and not trust. And sometimes, in a relationship, you don't know you don't have so much trust until your trust comes under trial. Then you realize that I don't trust this person as much as I thought I trust. Are you here? I don't think I'm going to leave. I mean, you say it's my bestie, but when you have to leave your husband in the care of your best friend, you see that you are thinking too much. But I thought it's my bestie, I will share everything to the world. No, I'm not leaving my husband with this bestie. You didn't know that is the state of your heart until there was a situation of leaving your husband alone with your bestie in the house. And the thing has become a lot of explanation. So sometimes when you are in a relationship, everything can be going so well that certain variables don't get tested. I mean, like you have a friend, everything is so well until the day that the person becomes angry or unhappy with you. Then, from nowhere, you see that things are jumping. You say, wow. So all that I love you, no? Is that it? Sometimes you will never know until we come under some kind of pressure or stretch. Sometimes walking with the Lord, once you are in the church and you have been in church for a while, it feels like you trust the Lord. It's a feeling. Because nothing has really shaken your foundation and core to test whether your trust in the Lord is practical or you have just been on autopilot. And for a lot of us who were born into church, It will take much more to develop your trust in the Lord than people who have been saved from outside into the church. Because sometimes you are born at the garage and your mind tells you that you are a car. You have been in church so much that you can, you know, tell yourself that I trust in the Lord until that time when your eyes get cleared and you find out that, hey, madam, I'm so anxious, I'm so afraid, you know, I'm so light, I feel lost, you know, maybe you have to marry and the marriage has not come and so many people have suggested so many things that you don't even know what to believe again. You know, there's a pastor in America who died recently. Before he died, he didn't know what to believe. But he was an orator. He used to preach and his audience would be caught in awe. Eloquence, oratory, knowledge, pumping it. Then I think he said an uncle of his or so was jailed and he was trusting the Lord, went to see the uncle. When he saw the jail condition and all that, but he just lost his faith. He started preaching some things, you know, the things he started preaching. And no. You heard that there's a Ghanaian prophet in Florida who killed a wife. You know, he went to tap into that kind of teaching. He and his friends, and then of course, they all lost their faith. They became some kind of people. So this is great man of God. He's preached and taught, and then when he was shaking small with the incarceration of his uncle, the issues around it just made him to just change his doctrinal position. So sometimes you are born into priesthood. And you are a godly seed, but your trust in the Lord has not been tested. If you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we are Jews. We are not going to bow to any idol. They saw the furnace heated 7 times. They said, this thing is not math, it's not theory for us. For us, it's existential. This is in our DNA. We trust in the Lord, and it's abomination for us to bow to any other image. Even if we would die, and we know our God has ability to deliver. But in case he doesn't deliver, we are ready to die. We have already trusted him. Saving your skin, shifting your goalpost, is a sign that your trust is theoretical, not practical, not spiritual. Because I'm telling you that there are some here in church who practice Christ and devil at the same time. You have faith in Christ and faith in other things. And sometimes I've gone to preach in some countries that you see people in church with amulets. And they think they are better than those in the coven because they are in church. So depending on what will give them the result. And these days, even the definition is spirituality. Is what? Spirituality. You say, I'm a spiritual person. So, Jesus Kakra. Antoa Kakra. Nogopo Kakra. Eh? And then there are some who are also saying that they are harnessing the energies. Yes. They are harnessing the energies around. Because all of them are creatures of God or a creation of, wow. Jesus told the disciples, he said, you people don't know the spirit that you are of. That means that Jesus was very definite about the spirit he was carrying and the spirit that the disciples were supposed to carry. So if you are a Christian, you cannot be an amalgamation or you cannot incorporate into your system all spirits. It has to be the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. You cannot be a traditionalist and a Christian at the same time. I mean, you pour libation at one time, and you eat communion at another time. Sometimes libation on Friday, communion on Sunday. And depending on what will clear the abomination, sometimes, you know, you are a child of God, and I was saying, Baba, Makakra, Fanti, what could be Baba, Metasa? It's a ritual they do for twins. So you believe in Christ and you are also with the Abama at the same time. Hey, we are interesting generation. We are interested people. Hey. So you have to be a child of God. Trust has to be in the Lord. We have defined trust in the Lord as having your heart fixated on God, on Jesus Christ alone. Your heart is fixated on Jesus Christ alone. It's also trust. I like this one. They say trust means, how do you call it? Safekeeping, right? It's when you put a property in trust for safekeeping. That's handing your property over to competent hands who can manage it better than yourself. That's in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 when he says that trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You know, lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall. Handing your life over to the Lord. That's trust in the Lord. It's powerful. Is it powerful already? Our generation, we have to understand that the deeper way of walking with God is trusting in the Lord. And trusting in the Lord does not necessarily come with performances. Please. It doesn't come with performances. Faith in God may give you a lot of things, but trusting in the Lord is receiving Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. And whether he does something for you physically or not, you have already covenanted with him that he is your Lord and personal Savior. If he's able to do it, glory be to God. If he doesn't do it, glory be to God. I have become one in spirit in covenant with him. So I'm not trusting him because he's able to give me marriage. He's able to heal me. Even if he doesn't heal me, I've already put my trust in him. That's why trust in the Lord is based on love God has shown you and love you have for him than what he can do for you. However, when you trust in the Lord, it will come with some benefits. And one of the benefits it will come with is the scripture we just read. We read that it will secure for you mercy. Somebody say mercy. He said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. That means that the separation between the wicked and the righteous is in whom they have put their trust in. You put your trust in the Lord, you are the righteous. If your trust is not in the Lord, you are already the wicked. And he says that sorrows will overwhelm, engulf the wicked. But the one who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him. And you see, when the Bible is talking about sorrows shall be to the wicked, it is not because the person is necessarily wicked. But the person does not trust in the Lord. And so the devil is able to target the person without protection. And one of the reasons why the Bible is saying that the Lord will show mercy to the one who trusts him is the fact that the external battles coming to you that to an unbeliever will result in sorrow, God himself is going to be a defense around you that even though it will be directed at you, it will not reach you. Because what mercy does is to exempt you from what you deserve to receive. Mercy exempts you from judgment. From the mercy seat, you know that the blood of the sacrifice has covered the mercy seat, that you are not able to see what is beyond the mercy seat, which is the tablets or the tables of the Ten Commandments, the rod that barred, and anyone, whether you are a priest or whoever, if you were exposed into what is in the Ark of the Covenant, in the Holiest of Holies, judgment came straight to you. So without mercy, you are in direct confrontation with God's judgment. That side of God that you will not enjoy. Are you here at all? So the mediator between God and his people, in order not for judgment to visit them, is the mercy seat, which has the blood of the sacrifice. So anyone looking at the mercy seat is exempted from the judgment that is right where they are. I'm saying that you are sitting on that chair that must give you stroke. But because of the mercies of God, the stroke is not attacking you. You are exempted from that judgment. Someone who is not exempted from that judgment sits there, Wakim. So, it says when we trust in the Lord, we have these exemptions. Exemption from judgment. And every day, evil people are operating. Satan, the Bible says that he is working overnight. He knows his time is short. The guy ain't joking, man. He's not playing. 100%. Satan is a real 24-hour economy. Running 24-hour shift. Non-stop. With no power fluctuations. Everything is going on like chalet. Back to back to back to back to back. And the guy is not coming off the stage. Sending demons left, right, center. The psalmist said, Senkenya nyamine wa yafa. Enkenyo. Senkenya nyamine uye moba. Tuhono. Aya, aya, aya. Chese. Senkenya nyamia kasemaba. And so, one of the things that we benefit from is the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. The family I come from, till yesterday, people don't marry and enjoy the marriage. So many divorces left, right, center. Children with different fathers left, right, center. That has been the family. For me to be different, it's God who has shown me mercy. Praise the Lord. Before I went to secondary school, I had not seen anyone in my own generation go to secondary. I and my cousin went to secondary school. And we were the example for ourselves. Not because we are more intelligent than people who came ahead of us. It's just God who showed us mercy. Praise the Lord. Because I saw my big brother, he had senior. He had a technical school admission to go and do draftsmanship. The one I follow, God infanted him. When he finished, I was 2 years after him. He got admission, but he didn't go. He was not taken. Let me not even say he didn't go. He went straight into trading. He didn't go. He didn't have the opportunity. He wanted to go. And we're living in just a walking distance to infanted school. Maybe 10 minutes you are in the school from where we were living. So we were inside the heart of the school. Neni shehosa wankobi. When I was finishing JSS, I was told that ubecheo na unko. My case was different because I was already born again in the Assemblies of God Church. My trust was in the Lord. God was just helping me. It's not my father who paid my school fees. My mother was already dead. How I went to school is a miracle. It's just God who showed me mercy. Praise the Lord. You see, there are more intelligent people than we are. We are here because trusting in the Lord, he has shown us mercy. And sometimes there are very technical. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 49, verse 24, it says that Let me show you a typical mercy. Isaiah 49:24. Look at that. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? He's asking questions. When a lion catches a rabbit, will the rabbit be taken away from the hand of the lion? That's the question he's asking. He said, will the lawful captive be delivered? When you have gone into the shrine to swallow something, and now you have come into Christ, should you be free after swearing so much in the shrine? Or your mother swearing to say that, should you be fine? That's the question I'm asking now. Are you not descendant of an idol? That's a lawful captive. A lawful captive means that legally you should be tendered into face the rigor of the law. Are you here? I go, your mother is before bad yes here you one time. Now mommy arisa, oh papa arisa, as here you yemu mana die nyina. Because you are a lawful captive. Didn't you see in the scriptures? 2 Kings chapter 6 into chapter 7. My minister, you are women, me, mad, you are women, but do nobody any day. Or sit there, be on for number. Hey, and then that's a lawful captive in Israel, too. I'll come back to that scripture. There were lawful captives, said someone who has killed someone must die. It's a lawful captive. But he said, if that person runs into the city of refuge, that person is safe. The avenger must turn back because he has entered into a zone of mercy. Is someone here now? That's why the Bible talks about the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are what? Once we come into the Lord, every charge that is against us is dropped because of the mercies of God. And so, someone who is even a prey to the altars in your house, the powers there be. I mean, what worry? Today, you are going to hear something. A pastor lay hands on you. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. There is no power anywhere beyond the power of God. And when you trust in the Lord, that power of Jesus is available unto you. Far above principalities and powers. So he said, even the lawful captive, I say, can the lawful captive be, but I like the 25. Look at the 25. He said, he asked the question and then it came to verse 25. Give me verse 25. He said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Yes. What have been for some saying, says when you trust in the Lord. You have a Jew friend in Sam. Can amen with a bullish amen here. I'm feeling this thing. Even the captive of the mighty. Rabbit na lion a chineno. That one that doesn't have strength to deliver itself, it shall be delivered from the hand of the mighty. And he said, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Prey of the terrible is talking about the lawful captive. In Nipana, where they are buta buta, when they are doing your meurora. Yeah. One day I was praying for a certain sister, and when we're praying, pins were dropping. I said, hey, why are you a seamstress? Are you a spiritual fashionista? Pins were dropping. Wow. Not knowing that the parents, their children they gave birth to were just dying. They died. So when she was delivered, they did a lot of incision into her body, put too many things into her body. So when we laid hands on her, she felt them all come out pins were dropped. Wow. One sister I prayed for in Port Harcourt, in the lady that holds his church, she had been sick for so many years. You can see that this is devil killing the sister. She just vomited something like a scorpion with the head cut off. From there, she became well. You see, it is God is the one who has the power to deliver people that medicine cannot deliver. People that Satan has held captive. And I'm telling you that even the prayer of the terrible, look at, imagine God defining wickedness as terrible wickedness. That's the real definition of wickedness. That means that it's not human definition. It's not human being saying someone is bad. This one was born bad. Baddest. Bad, bad, the baddest. He said, even that one, when he's holding you and your trust is in the Lord, you are undevourable, indestructible. You cannot be. One lady in Europe, he said that somebody has spoiled everything. Even if they want to spoil you, you will not be spoiled. Yeah. Why? Because he said, for I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save your children. Yeah. When you trust in the Lord, he shows you mercy by contending with whatever is stronger than you. And David prayed a prayer. One of the prayers he prayed, he said that, God, fight the battle for me, because the enemy I'm fighting is stronger than me. There are some things God knows you can deal with it. But when it comes to very serious things, he says, I will contend with him that contends with you. I will show you mercy. That means I've taken your battle upon myself to fight for you. Because you have imposed your trust in me, you are no longer fighting. I will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. Are you here at all? Even if the Red Sea comes before you, my command to you is that move forward. Don't even move. Tell somebody, move. Move forward. The mind to move forward is coming from a place of trust in the Lord, that he is in me, I am in him, he is backing me, he has commanded me. I'm not looking at anything that is happening around. I don't need to know the process in which he's going to do it, because I have put my trust in him. His abilities have now been given to me as my abilities. Are you here at all? It's on him, it's not on me. I only obey him, and he does what he knows how to do best. I have put my trust in him, and before the Red Sea, how he opens it is his own matter. Today, that womb is opened in the name of Jesus. It's opened now. I think this service, and whatever the devil has done or tied, as you believe this word, faith is powerful. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, it says that by this, the elders obtained a good report. By this. Jesus told them, he said, as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. Chalenya kwanchirasemo. Kofa edie. Nenchuko siabra ne. Apasa level no. Do you understand? Christ in me is the hope of glory. I am seated with him far above principalities and powers. My trust is in him. I have mercy. Mercy is working for me. Praise the Lord. Mercy gives you a certain mentality based on foundation of your trust in God. Because I trust in God, I am not chewable. Are you here? Some of you are afraid to go to your village, because the villagers are there. Where do you want villagers to go and be? Is it not in the village? God punish the devil. God will show you mercy. Mercy overrides protocols. Esther went into the chamber of the king. The king extended to her the scepter of mercy. Because the king said, you don't come here without permission. You die coming here without permission. But because I have extended to you the scepter of mercy, even though the law is against your coming without permission, you can even ask to more than half of the kingdom. And it shall be given. That's, you see, when mercy comes into a matter, it changes the dynamics. That's why you can be 40 years, 50 years. I went to preach in one church like that in ICGC. Mrs. Badger was there. The lady was 50 years plus when she married. God said, I will show you mercy, you will deliver. A year, she gave birth. She gave birth. No, she just gave birth. 20-year person can be struggling. And the one that God has shown mercy at 50 plus will be delivering what you would call natural birth. And will be laying the child like the way a hen lays egg. Now, I could only talk because you are not about life. Just so I'm cry. Because of mercy. And me see, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Then he started singing songs of mercy. I love it. It says that they that believe in lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In other words, it says that I have put my trust in God, so I will not forsake my mercy. And I'm not sure so on Sasa. And a coffee in the Nineveh. Sunday school story in my catch. Mercy in tea. Then I'm not saying, Ubia, Yamini, Wumba, to Yem. Yamini, life, to Yem. Today, as you put your trust in the Lord, whatever has swallowed you shall vomit it out in Jesus' name. Say, mercy of God. So when you see us making our boast, it's not because devil is not alive, it's because we have a God who is stronger than the devil. And he fights our battles. And he has shown us mercy. Praise the Lord. Yes. I told you about, I went to preach somewhere. And one woman came out. Those days. She was the priestess in the community. In the fishing community. And he said, we started a church there. And he said, this is so many years ago, I was in secondary school. He said, why have we come into a territory to establish a church there? And we were going for evangelism. The people in the community who saw the woman very angrily speaking to me, they were afraid for me. Because that woman, according to them, was very brutal. But I was not afraid. In fact, in my head, I thought that it was an opportunity for us to see Bible days. Would you be Biana Ujani? Now, dear, when I bakusi Jerusalem, and bakusi Mecca, Mecca, you cry, Unyan Kaube Kobi. I don't know, I should stop the preaching. So, one afternoon, we were going for evangelism, you know, trying to mobilize the people for the evening crusade. The woman just confronted us. She said, if we don't leave that, she was just going to finish all of us. So, in my head, who is this woman? How will you finish children of God like this? Who is this woman? And people were just beckoning me, hey, mba, bra, bra, besha, ofro panichao mayen, hey. So I said, you know, that time now we had anointing. We didn't have wisdom like this. Everything was radical. If some of the death is only God who didn't allow us to die, would have died foolish death, trying to fight the battles of the Lord. Yes, I told the woman, plain, plain, you can't do anything. Let the God who answers by fire be our God. Woman, charge! Went back to the direction of a shrine. People were just afraid for us. But, you know, maybe I didn't know how potent she was. So it was not, I was not careful about the matter. My trust was in the Lord. It's not possible. And it's not like I'm not privy to what the devil can do. Where I grew up, somebody will tell you, I'm me koma siaba. Or banana watokosia. Apeteshi. Or be bold ya straight. Or bold ya so. A sruba pine is with him say, Kim. Me husa. It's normal. So it's not like I'm oblivious about all these things. But coming into Christ, I found life that cannot be destroyed. Because of the mercies of God. Trusting in the Lord. And I found that, boy, putting my trust in the Lord was far, far better than putting it in princes or idols or whatever I had seen before. Are you here? Anyone who has put a threat on us will kill you. We are here. They have all died. They have all died. Because we don't watch over us. Bible says, he that watches over Israel, he never sleeps nor slumbers. And because we have put our trust in him, he has taken over the management of our lives. And Jesus made a statement. He said, whatever the Father has committed into my hands, nobody has been able to take it away from me. Today, I'm just saying that if peradventure before you came, they have been playing with you. Was seven dimensions of honor. Honor be a womb, honoring the Lord, honoring your parent, honoring. But no, you see, let's resolve the matter. No human being has power, including pastor, me. When I curse you, it must not stand. Because they didn't use my blood to save you. You think God is stupid? We are siblings. Even the church member is a sibling to the pastor in the body of Christ. We belong to the same family of faith. It's just by election of grace that someone is a shepherd and another is what? A sheep. So we are all children of God. And these two siblings, pastor and the sibling, they are fighting in the same household with the same father. They have disagreement. And Enyapenini is so angry like the senior brother of the prodigal son. And because you are privileged to be the elderly, and you have the position of privilege, you now petition our father, two of us, our father, that I'm not happy with my junior, so kill my siblings so that you boss us, our pastors. Bible says, let them pastor you with joy because they will account for your soul. But no pastor owns you. Jesus alone is the owner of the church and the flock. Praise the Lord. If you see a pastor cursing a Christian and that Christian dying, we should investigate the source of the pastor. Because God didn't do it. Some familiar spirit took the contract and did it. And don't scare people with curses. It's going nowhere. Some of us, by the grace of God, the Jesus in us, we have come to believe him and love him so much that when you curse us, we'll be doing dancing with him. Find a way to solve problems rather than cursing. With your matchlen, say me na me yene papa. Matchlen, say me na. Who na ye togwe zipikra kota frio? Who to me kumobi? Who chichiri anya juma? If you are a child of God, you trust in the Lord. You are untiable. Hello. When your faith is not at that level, I'm not saying go and be foolish. I've never said that anywhere. Let me do a disclaimer. Are you here at all? Yes, now. Of course, there is sowing and reaping. When you especially when you are knowledgeable and you intentionally, continually decide to break the principles of God, it will come with its own consequences. But I say, some of us, they have cursed us. The more they curse us, like the Israelites, the Bible said that the more they what they beat them, the more they what they grew. Because God is the final certifier in every matter. If you are a human being, don't assume the position of God. One day I was sitting with a prophet, and the prophet was not happy because the member was a professional, like a corporate person, and the job makes the member travel so much. So when the member had traveled and was coming back, the prophet was very angry. Very angry with the member, that the member is not always in church. And member came to greet the prophet. Hey, okay, can I do it? You are not loyal, Charlie. By the time you lose this job, let me tell you, you know, accelerator, so no, any accelerator for you, accelerator. I can't be. You know, you don't understand the importance of the covering. Blah blah blah. Remember, you're a hair hostess. Obe to sanu ma edo obenya off no obeba sorry at the end you are born no una obo yes no cry your hostess grants or sign ba sorry and at the end into a two and left right center need welcome me we you men be from me tia na nice okay me say me ya jan kwasi ade na we ofi am free o why you in your home o titi nyakopon kwala sase nyame amane be adwa una be bonu dia amane lose adwa. Who do you work for? Our job is to continue to deepen your trust in the Lord. We the pastors. Deepen. Look. There is no joy for any pastor when you are pastoring people who don't trust God. If you don't know, go and ask Moses. Israelite. Stubborn academy. She. Come diomune. No munye diania. Otina is come diomwa. The way they will come and misbehave. As if God has not done anything for them. Stubborn academy. Every time the Moses are stressed. And they keep going to their pastor. Did we tell you to take us out of Egypt? Who sent you? Guy was so stressed. He became so depressed. He started misbehaving to God. God says, stretch rod. You just go, bam, like that. Go for way, Jimmy. I saw the maker Jimmy know from Bonnie Chabati. So I'm saying, I'm going to show you a mercy and gain in Ayako. So now you're a human bronti. And you're not a pepepe. No pastor can have joy pastoring people who don't trust in God. They would disturb you. And then I'm a Moses. At it taste, oh yeah, mistake. Another one. Hey, do baby God say, Chale, Mo, come up hither. Let me kill you. Na Joshua 4, Monko, niyawo ye na mihuwe niso. He wanted to just, you know, intercede for him. Because, no, me and you are not discussing this thing. I'm killing you. Somebody else is continuing. No pastor is indispensable. No pastor is immortal. Are you here? There is a mission God has given you. Once you are done, God will continue with his plan. If you decide to fail, he still has a bench. He told Elijah, don't say that thing you said to me. Don't say it again. That, you know, I am the only one left here fighting your back. Don't never say it. That mentality that I'm the only one anointed. I'm the only one. I'm the special one. Where Marino? Me bold ya o pastor be a grand to me than oboa yet dan in a hada. How do we do it? In the simple name of Jesus. Sometimes God, we do it with swag. In the name of Jesus, go, you are fine. It's done. No, you woke up at dawn. It was raining and it was cold. You remove your dress. You put one item together, another item together. You chanted and you did all this after suffering. Francis would just come and say, how are you doing? You are blessed. The blessing itself is a cure to curses. As simple as that. Oh my Jesus. When we trust in the Lord, we have mercy. Praise the Lord. We have what? Today, anything that you don't desire, but is still persistent in your life, know that this your faith that has been elevated in God, that thing is a thing of the past in Jesus. It's a thing of the past. Yeah. Where did we were? Sorry, so many years ago. Parent, bakubi oba ena on some years. But she was very deep in the spirit. She was spiritual. So when we were going to sign, and you know, we used not to have that door. We used to use only this door. Na me change che corner or say, "Onyoman famba." I believe strongly that if you are a child of God, based on the requirements of the Word of God to us as children of God, you have to open your heart. In your workplace, there are going to be serious things, but don't be afraid. Don't be what? Afraid. Don't be afraid. Some years ago in our church in Cape Coast, a woman was given a promotion to an office. People who had gone ahead to occupy that seat, even in an acting position, they didn't last 6 months. You sit on the chair and a stroke will be looking for you. So when the lady also got a promotion, after two or so people going through that episode, she came to her pastor and said that, this is what is happening in that place they have sent me to go. It's like they have sent me to go and kill me. So she came and we prayed and we told her that, when you go, the chair that they sit on, there is a man there. Anybody they post there, he just hits the person with stroke so that he has continued to act in central region. So when you go, no, don't sit on that chair. You just take some stool from the kitchen and sit in some corner like that. That one too, you can work. We fasted with her for like 3 days. When she went, she didn't sit on the chair. She just sat in the office. There were other chairs there. She just sat there. The man to her said, oh, the man is very hospitable. Say, our new boss. What? Just say, oh, yeah, General Assembly crowman said, new boss is coming. He's always celebrating it, so you don't know that he's a frenemy. So after they dismissed themselves, when you say this is your chair, blah blah blah, then unim sa mami no obano. Or the nyame instruction nenam. Lady, men died. She went and said, thank you so much. And now coaching akunya bako general office wana. Who did the enemy the headmaster for the no? Yes, Odibesi wana tina na. She, oh, that's your chair, you know. I don't worry. Thank you for the chair. Break time. And sir, this man who has been acting, just say, because the man has been acting, sir. She just came, break time. Into the office. The husband was not there. She was told that the husband had gone for break. MDO says, see you, Akunya. okoya na okotenas ti maami no so fi break baaye no o baaye no na wife ne ti akonya no so. When the man came from the break and saw the wife on the seat and or didn't say go ni trim sia me yero wa ye me bone sorry on to me sorry wa ke gonum jama aka twi yankum tuma mun kam so mukasa kakra wo sisimu wa wa ke gonum ma wa ma no do onye ye wazuma ohi no nje na nyin stroke no kun. The lady just discarded the whole furniture in the office. That's how she led that office, just by the mercies of God. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. God's mercy. It will order your steps to cause you to escape things. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody from today you have already escaped. Even the thing that defeated you before, you have escaped it today, today, today. The same way a bird escapes the snare of the fowler. You have escaped in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hey. So when you trust in the Lord, when men's gold is about to go down, something will tell you, kuchu isika, kuchu isika, kuchu isika. Men's gold will not be bronze gold for you. There shall be no loss in Jesus' name. Where the destruction will happen, 10 hours before that, your way shall be diverted. That amen is not strong at all. You will not even show up. The sister gave a testimony at the first service. She had an urgency to move from Kumasi to Accra. Family is in Accra. She said, I'm sleeping small, then I'll catch the dawn bus. Then God just blew one fine air conditioned air on her. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain. Ukra, ukwa, enye, bibi, biana, ukwa, ye, bodo, and kama, enye, yes, one, tear, pop. And or die. Or die, enough, no. When she woke up at dawn, she found out that, wadabro makano. But she had a lot of calls on her phone. I'm telling you about a testimony today. Just 2 weeks ago. Her friends who knew she was coming back, because she was really perplexed the night before. Were you a part of, did you board the dawn bus? She said, everyone was missing her calls. Like that, they were very disturbed when she picked it. She said, oh, my shishami hunyina me daoki tuwe biendana fami. No mga chen says, ah, dawn bus, no. E nipa ninyina she. Somebody say, mercy. Mercy 2025, no. Unshe da we yesu ting. Unshe da da da, yesu unquenches us, no. Shout a louder amen. Amen. I sense so deeply in my heart that at this point, in the next 10 minutes, this preaching will undo what has already been done. So let that your amen be a believing amen. Anything that has had its way in your soul, tied you down, may the power of God untie you now. That amen is not born again at all. You will not die for any wickedness. Scripture I've come to love recently is Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10. Isaiah 8 verse 10. Look at the scripture. It said, devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. He didn't say because we pray though. It's because God is with us. Sa barrenness na ayete se baje wo kuku no. Today it will not stand again. Why? Is it because he went to Atria or he went to see a very powerful prophet? No, because God is with you. And understanding that God cannot be with you and barrenness be with you at the same time, may that barrenness find a way out of your life. It will be thwarted. It's thwarted. It's thwarted. All of you here who have married this week, three of you like that, very nice and fine. From here now, you are going to get pregnant in Jesus' name. Find my way, marry fine woman. Praise God. Why should people marry well and suffer? Why? Charlie, after bringing the marriage before God, you know, there is no more suffering. In the Bible, nothing that was dedicated was permitted to rot, was permitted to be barren, was permitted to be missing. Once it's been dedicated to God, it cannot be missing. It cannot be rotten. Are you here at all? I said we undo whatever has become a burden in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. These ones who will go, they will burn, sir. Jesus, and prosper and put. What a joy. Praise the Lord. Everybody say they will have plenty children. They will have plenty children. Say it with your mouth. Say. They will have plenty children. They will give birth to plenty children. They will prosper. Me say for anoka. Say they will all give birth. They will all prosper. And we cannot be witnesses to what God is doing for us to go empty-handed. Also at the scent of water, no. A good thing has already entered your house in the name of Jesus. That case shall be different. All of your case shall be different. And sometimes in a season when God just brings someone into a family, it's like a button has been pressed or some knob has been triggered. You see, there's a person enters their bed. All the lives there that were not doing well, well-doing enters there and everybody starts doing well. Oh, in your families, you know, everyone who is married will give birth. They will prosper. They will do well. They will go far. They will go higher. Because you have entered there, it shall be well with your family. Praise God. We don't come to Christ to come and collect curses now. It's a blessing. Praise God. So tell somebody, fear not. You have the Lord. This year you will do well. As you are going, know that you carry mercy. The mercy of the Lord is upon your life. Praise God. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.